Now, let me point out here that sitting at our table is your wife, and her name is Nancy. Nancy, your full name?
Nancy Merritt, from Calhoun City, Mississippi.
And you've lived here in Oklahoma how long now?
40 years.
And you haven't lost your Southern accent, have you?
Yes, and I've tried, but I haven't.
Well, don't. It's great.
Thank you.
It's great. In elementary school, junior high school, high school, when did you realize that you enjoyed public speaking?
I joined the Scouts when I was 13 years of age. I was a normal boy back then, and some of us guys, I'm almost ashamed to tell it, we put our bicycles in the edge of the street and pour ketchup around them and lie down on the edge of the curb. Cars would come along and squeal the tires, and the women would scream. They'd jump out of the car, and the assistant scoutmaster drove by, circled the block, and came back. I was the dummy who was lying on the side. So when the others ran toward the schoolhouse that was surrounded with trees that gave us cover, he got pretty close to me, jumped out of his car. He was just out of the Air Force, and he outran me. He said, "Bus Kirk, you might as well stop and talk to me. I know you. I know your preacher daddy, and I think I'm going to have to tell him about what you were doing tonight unless you decide to be a scout." I said, "I want to be a scout all my life." So I became a scout, and Jimmy Ellis didn't like the mother side of me. When I was timid, he would encourage me. I spoke rapidly, and once he told me, "We're going to wait till you get through. Just slow down, Brad." And I did. The troop grew to over 105 people, others just in the process of joining. So they divided it. For some reason, they divided right down the middle, the younger part and the older part. They asked Jimmy Ellis, my assistant scoutmaster, if he'd be the scoutmaster for the younger part. He came to me and said, "Brad, I told him I'd do it if you'll be the senior patrol leader, the leader of the scout troop." I said, "I can't do that. I kind of stutter and I'm timid." He said, "Yes, you can." I decided I would. I did things then that I would later do in ministry. I had to plan the meetings. I had to speak without being embarrassed. I had to supervise the patrol leaders who each had a fourth of the troop under them. I would go to civic clubs and speak and tell scout stories and say, "Wouldn't you like to contribute to something that's doing that for boys?" So I learned how to speak and raise money. Everything I've ever done in ministry, I did initially in scouting. And that amazes me now as I look back.
Yeah. Were you a timid child?
I was timid until I was probably 11 or 12.
Mm-hmm.
Then that started passing, and we moved a lot. It didn't serve me well with the boys and the bullies and the classes, and I took care of a few of them. And Daddy got me out of one of those scraps. The principal caught us before Dad got away, and he took us in and said, "I've never had a father and his son fighting on campus. I don't know what I'm going to do with you." Well, three other boys had really started the fight. They had done something they shouldn't have done to try to embarrass me, and I explained what they'd done, and he paddled them. Back then, they did that. Then he looked at me and said, I don't know what I'm going to do with a father and his son fighting on campus."
And your father fighting?
Daddy saw the fight and came in and pulled those three guys off of him and said, "You can take care of him, but you'll have to do it one at a time, and I'm going to be here." Well, they were timid, and they froze, and I started the fight again. And then they plastered me, and all three of them were really giving me a tough time, and Daddy pulled them off. So he was there when the principal came, stopped the fight again. I was sure glad to see that principal. When he asked me what we're going to do with a father and son fighting on campus, I looked at Daddy and said, "He's not big enough to whip us, is he?" I had an unusual childhood.
Yeah.
You'd never suspect I was going to be a preacher.